vote on finalists.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360, on September 18th, 2015. Voted Best Local Radio Show in the Daily Breeze Reader Choice Poll 2014, and we're definitely looking for a repeat. We're looking for those results any day now. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. The Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce has been serving the city of Manhattan Beach for over 60 years, and they are dedicated to promoting a strong local economy by supporting the community, providing valuable business connections, and representing business with government. The Chamber staff is focused on providing its membership with the tools and resources to help businesses grow and thrive within the community. Their goal is to continually support the individual efforts of business as they work to support the growth of the local economy. For more information on how the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Manhattan Beach to support that growth, visit the website at manhattanbeachchamber.com or call 310-545-5313.
You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/ The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. And, of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of The South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Joe. How are you?
Fantastic.
Did you see what I posted yesterday on my Facebook page, any of those videos?
No, videos?
Videos, yes. Yesterday I took a hard hat tour of the new Del Amo Fashion Center.
Oh, that's cool. I would love to see those.
And the new Nordstrom. 138,000 feet of fabulosity.
Yeah, right. Oh, wow. They're really getting close. I have been there. Around the building, and it's looking great.
Yeah. They're set to open October 9th, so they've got, I guess, about 3 weeks.
Okay.
They got a lot of work to do.
Yeah. All right. Can't wait to see those, though. I really, really want to see the inside.
Well, I just gave a sneak peek. I just did a couple of quick Instagram videos, but I'm going to be writing up a piece on it with a little more, so
okay.
More to come. All right.
Wonderful, wonderful. And, you know, it's we had such a great show yesterday. Looking forward to that so much. And we're really, the summer is kind of over. We're looking at, looking back over the year somewhat. And, boy, we have some amazing businesses in Manhattan Beach that we're going to be looking at because, of course, we're talking about the best of Manhattan is coming soon.
That's right.
That's really, really exciting. And Jackie, who are our guests today?
Well, our guests this morning are Martin Ensberg and Andresa Sperber. And we're, as you mentioned, we're talking about the upcoming Best of Manhattan Awards. Martin is the branch manager for Citizens Bank. He's been an active member of the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors for several terms prior to becoming the chair this year. Now, Andresa Sperber is from Manhattan Beach Toyota. We know her family well. And her family's company is incredibly active in the community. And their business is a nominee for the Branding MB Award. So the nomination process for Best Manhattan ended last week, and the finalists have been chosen. And now it's up to the public to choose the winners. So, and I don't believe Martin is with us at this time. Hopefully he'll join us a little later. So, Andresa, welcome to the program. We're so glad you could join us this morning.
Thank you so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Well, we're thrilled to have you. We love Manhattan Beach Toyota. You guys are so active in the community. And, of course, your manager of sales, what's his name again?
Al Weiss.
He's a great guy, wonderful guy, and he's really involved and really brings Manhattan Beach Toyota into all the right you know, sort of charities and so forth in the community. We're really thrilled to have you with us. Thank you. So
thank you.
When we talk about the Best of Manhattan, it's wonderful, wonderful event that the Chamber has been putting on for how many years, Jackie?
I think it might only be the second year. Is that right, Andresa?
No, I believe this is the third year. 2016 should be the third year for this.
Okay.
Wow, the third year. And it's really, really paid off because even though these businesses, many of them are very successful financially, but I think to highlight them in a wider context because they do other things besides just focus on making money and being a great business really enhances the community, and people have a different view of these businesses. Now, your business is nominated for the category Branding MB or Branding Manhattan Beach. Do you know what that award, the description of that award is?
Well, that's for a business that has really taken the time to do the most to kind of enhance the image and awareness of Manhattan Beach
right.
through our own community actions, our brand, and our marketing.
Right. And, Jackie, I've yet to find a list of the nominees on the website. I am looking just at the awards and their descriptions.
Oh, I have it. I have it. I'll get it.
You go ahead.
I'll pull it up. Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. Because we'd love to highlight these businesses and really, really give them their due. So let's start with Branding MB. What are the who are the nominees for Branding Manhattan Beach?
You have the Manhattan Beach Marriott.
Yes.
The MB Post. Shorewood Realtors, and Manhattan Beach Toyota.
Wow. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I can see that. I can see that very much. That's great. There are so many awards. Do we want to go through them, or do we have another of the
awards? Well, let's quickly explain how it works, the
sure.
process, what I was talking to you about before we began the show. This year what they did was they put out on social media, and they actually have forms that you can fill out and drop them off at the chamber. For the public was welcome to nominate any business in Manhattan Beach that they want. It was a nominating process that fit the description of the different categories.
Right.
So several weeks ago it went out, and people were allowed to write in saying, oh, we love the South Bay Show. We think that should be nominated.
Right.
Or we love Manhattan Beach Toyota. We think that should be nominated. And then I guess there was a cutoff for that, and then they added up all of the nominees, and whoever got the most nominees in each category, they picked the finalist. I don't know. I think there's four or five in each category.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the finalists. So now it's up to the public to vote for one of them, for each of the categories.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's how it's at. So it's out there now. So anybody can go online and vote for any of these finalists. Is that correct, Andresa?
Yes, ma'am. Anybody can go online right now. There is a online survey they can take and just go down the list through all the categories and select the company or a group or organization that they believe represents the best in that category.
And I'm still looking for it.
I actually found it. If you go to the Chamber website, manhattanbeachchamber.com, and then you click on, I'm looking for Best of Manhattan Beach. Where is that? It should be right in the middle. I don't see. I actually searched for it and found it via Google. I have to do that again. And then there's a big vote today button.
Okay.
And then when you click on that, then you see all the nominees for all the different categories.
Okay, so you've got it. Okay, so we've got the structure, so you're going to take us through it.
Yes. Okay, so, now let's start with the Best of Manhattan, the top category. And This
shouldn't we save that for last?
Oh, well then I don't. Okay, we'll go with dying.
That's just my personal opinion. You saved just one for last.
Understood. Let's go with Dine MB.
Okay.
Everybody knows that Manhattan Beach has some of the finest restaurants in the region, and the Dine MB Award recognizes a favorite culinary experience in Manhattan Beach. The nominees are Darren's Restaurant, Four Daughters Kitchen, Mangiamo Restaurant. Oh, my God, I love that place. And the Strand House. Boom.
Okay, so there are four nominees.
There are four nominees. There are four nominees.
Okay. All right. Well, oh, boy. That's tough. And Andresa, have you seen recently, there's been a flurry of articles from all sorts of outlets about eight great reasons to eat in Manhattan Beach, some of the best dining in Southern California. There's been a whole bunch of these articles lately because the restaurant scene in Manhattan Beach is blowing up.
It's amazing. The food is delicious. So any article out there is in support of the restaurants in the area is absolutely wonderful.
Right.
People probably aren't so aware of what we do have down there by the beach, but I tell you, some of these chefs are the best around.
Right.
Yeah, we've got is Tin Vuong, which one was it? Four Daughters or Three?
Darren's Restaurant, Four Daughters, Mangiamo, and the Strand House.
Okay, wrong chef. Okay, so the Strand House is Greg Hosinski.
Right.
Darren's is Darren Weiss.
Mm-hmm.
Adore Darren's.
Mm-hmm.
Four Daughters Kitchen, unfortunately, the only thing I have not eaten there, the only thing I know about it is that the proprietor passed away last year. And the other one was Mangiamo. Which has been around forever.
They've been around forever. When I first came to Southern California, well, to the South Bay in the early 90s, I got to eat there with my then boss, who's no longer with us, Stephen Mitchell, and wow, it was fantastic.
Andresa, do you have any favorites out of that list?
Oh, Four Daughters is amazing. I think that's one of my favorites in the area. It's newer, and I think that it's just a great play on some of the other restaurants down there, like MB Post. So those, actually, MB Post is one of my favorites as well. I know that they're not on that list for dying, but it's so closely related to Four Daughters.
Yeah. That's Chef David Lefevre. I never know how to say his last name.
Yeah.
It's like that football player. What's his name?
Lefevre.
Yeah.
The chef, Leiber and Clint met in 2009, apparently, and it's just amazing.
That was MB Post I was talking about.
Sorry.
So who's the chef of was that Mangiamo you were talking about?
No, this is Four Daughters.
Four Daughters. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So those are the finalists for Dine MB. All great restaurants.
Yes.
What kind of food do they do at Four Daughters, Andresa?
Food at Four Daughters, I think they do just kind of like a lot of really fresh, special stuff. Like their salads are amazing. They do sort of a variety of that. It's not a specific Italian food or French food restaurant, is my understanding. It's just very fresh to your table food.
Oh, okay. All right, so those are the four finalists for that. And so what's the next one, Joe?
The next one, Pay It Forward. So the Pay It Forward Award recognizes a business with a proven record of exceptional generosity, and that has gone above and beyond through partnerships with, investments in, and pro bono work with a variety of organizations in Manhattan Beach. Through this dedication to the community, they have left a lasting impact on all facets of Manhattan Beach for many years to come. So,
we got to do a drum roll.
Yeah,
I know you've got a drum roll.
I do. The drum roll is a little bit hidden, but here we go.
All right. Thank you.
Connecta Federal Credit Union, Manhattan Village Mall, Plaza Bank, formerly Bank of Manhattan, and the Zislis Group.
Oh, okay. Can you give us that description one more time?
Sure. It's about recognizing a business with a proven record of exceptional generosity that has gone above and beyond through partnerships with, investments in, and pro bono work with a variety of organizations in Manhattan Beach. And so, you know, Connect the Federal Credit Union, they are major sponsors of some of the signature events
in
Manhattan Beach. They do a lot.
Yeah.
Manhattan Village Mall, well, Manhattan Village Mall is always there when, you know, different organizations want to do fundraisers. Of course, I think it's the I can't think of it. The ladies that do the Christmas wrapping?
Yes. Is that Sandpipers?
No.
Andresa, do you know what we're talking about?
Yes, I believe it's the Neptune Society.
The Neptunian?
Neptunian women.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. They do the Christmas wrapping. And
right in the middle of the mall.
Right in the middle of the mall, and
so
and it's been such a long association between the Neptunians and the mall there, and that's such a great benefit to them. And Plaza Bank, well, formerly Bank of Manhattan, they've been, you know, obviously by naming their bank Bank of Manhattan, they really were focused on the local community.
And they and they've done a ton. Now, do either of you know the story behind the buyout of that? Does anybody know anything about that? Because I heard about it, but I haven't read anything about it. Who is Plaza Bank?
I'm not familiar.
Who is Plaza Bank? I don't know.
So Bank of Manhattan is now Plaza Bank. I'm guessing it was a merger of some sort. No ideas.
None.
All right. Well.
Although now they are, you know, Southern California and I guess Southern Nevada as well.
Oh, interesting.
So they've merged but also grown.
Okay. I wonder if the same people are there.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. And then, of course, Mike Zislis and the Zislis Group.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Talk about focused on growing the community and focused on giving. They are so generous.
Oh, boy. Let's see. Graves of Green.
Right.
Manhattan Beach Education Foundation.
Right.
Everything from – didn't they put together the L.A. Kings Parade along
yeah.
with Downtown Manhattan Beach Association and the other
right.
chambers?
That's right.
Come on. Let's go down the list. I mean, there's a million things that – all of those, the restaurants and the hotel is, my brain is blowing up thinking about how much.
Now, Jackie, hold on a moment.
Okay.
Martin, are you with us?
It's actually Jim.
Jim, hey, how you doing? James Callahan, President and CEO of the Manhattan Beach Chamber. How are you, Jim?
Good. How are you guys?
Good.
Good, good. We just started going through the list of the best of Manhattan here. And, oh, good, now you're here. I'm sure you know all of this. We were just doing the pay it forward category, Joe?
Right, sure.
Yeah. Can you tell us any of the backstory on the Plaza Bank Bank of Manhattan merger?
Just that it was a merger to help grow their reach throughout the community and give them more assets to work with. Other than that, I don't know how it all came to fruition.
Because Bank of Manhattan did a lot of they were very involved with the community. They had a rooftop they used to hold a lot of events at. They sponsored stuff throughout the community. So we were just running through what these different organizations, how much they've given back. So
right.
Yeah, I will tell
amazing.
You that many of the people involved with Bank of Manhattan are still the same people you would see if you walked into Plaza Bank today, and they're just as committed to the local community as they have been. So.
Okay.
Cool.
So now the next category we're going to talk about is we talked about branding Manhattan Beach.
Yep.
I don't know that we didn't mention the other nominees. The Branding Manhattan Beach Award recognizes a business which has done the most to enhance the image and awareness of Manhattan Beach through their actions, brand, and marketing. And the nominees are Manhattan Beach Marriott, Manhattan Beach Toyota, MB Post, and Shorewood Realtors. So tell us, Jim, tell us a little bit about this category. What is it meant to signify?
It's really to help identify the companies that have had the best reach and display basically the best of Manhattan outside of the community and help put either their industry or this city on the map in this area.
Right, right. Well,
so if you look
been,
at those four,
been,
and, yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go on, please.
No, I was amazed with the whole nomination process. I wasn't sure everybody was going to completely get this award, because let's face it, branding's a very vague concept to most people. But if you look at the four that they picked, could you imagine anybody that's done more to bring people to this community than those four people?
Well, it's funny when you look at it. Also, you're looking at the in terms of industry, hospitality, Manhattan Beach Toyota in terms of not just the auto industry, but of course their previous association with John Elway, and then Shorewood Realtors, real estate. there's practically nothing more iconic in terms of an industry than real estate when you talk about Southern California.
Absolutely.
So. Yeah. So that
and then MB Post, the chef there, David, he's on every TV show there is.
Right.
National shows.
Right.
And MB Post, if you look at it, was probably one of the first that brought attention to the culinary experience here in Manhattan Beach.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right.
So our next category is Small and Mighty. The Small and Mighty Award recognizes a small Manhattan Beach business for their quality customer service, client service, ethical business practices, community involvement, and the special flair they bring to the city. So this is a great category. Pages, a bookstore, Poncho's Mexican Restaurant, love that place, Tabla Rasa Essentials, and Two Guns Espresso. Now, this is a great category again because it highlights some places that are so unique and literally, I had a friend fly in from Chicago, and he said he wanted to go to a Mexican restaurant, and I could think of nothing else but Poncho's Mexican Restaurant that I wanted him to see. Not so much that I wanted him to taste the food. I just wanted him to see it because it's so unique. Jim, do you want to comment on this category? Small and Mighty.
A lot of what makes Manhattan Beach are these small companies, individual owners that have such a passion for their business. And I think the community did a great job again in picking. Yeah, I mean, if you look at Paige's story, I mean, it's amazing that it's been as successful as it has, and these ladies have dedicated themselves to building this business here and wanted to make sure that we had a bookstore in town. And Poncho's, I mean, God, for a restaurant to have survived as long as it has in such a fickle industry and be so amazing, I mean,
right.
I don't know what else you could say about it.
Right. Tabla Rasa Essentials and Two Guns Espresso. You like espresso, right, Jackie?
Actually, I am not a coffee drinker. They're located out on the pier, right?
Well, they have two locations. They have the one on Sepulveda, and then yes, they open the yacht club out on the pier.
Yeah.
Andrea, do you have any favorites in that category?
Well, I think I would have to lean towards Poncho.
Yes. Do you
I'm sorry?
Do you have a favorite story, Andresa, about Poncho's?
favorite story. You know, I don't have one particular story, but I just know that whenever I go down there, there are families there, you know, children and mothers and fathers. And it's not just, I think a lot of people think it could be just for celebrating Cinco de Mayo and those kind of raucous events or days, but it's actually a very great establishment. It's so roomy and big once you're inside that you're unbothered by any of the other patrons. It's great food, delicious food that we have ordered in all the time here at the dealership, and it's just one of my favorite places in town.
Right.
Oh, let's all admit it. We've all had raucous nights there, right?
I love the decor, but the nature of it, from the outside, it's like Doctor Who's TARDIS. But from the outside, it just looks like a, you know, small little establishment. When you get in, you realize it's a two-story restaurant. It's amazing. It's amazing. Just the physical is amazing.
And I think when I first moved here, that was one of the first places. Oh, we got to go to Poncho's. You know, when we were young and we weren't married and we were working and we had all that disposable income and we would all go down there and have fabulous margaritas. I don't remember much of it, but I remember it.
Our next category is Enhancing Manhattan Beach. Enhancing Manhattan Beach. The Enhancing Manhattan Beach Award acknowledges the tremendous value and benefit brought to the community by a nonprofit organization. Many of these organizations thrive on the backs of their extraordinary dedicated volunteers. So the nominees are Beach Cities Health District, Grades of Green, Manhattan Beach Education Foundation, and the Neptunian Women's Club. Now, what I think is most interesting is that except for the Beach Cities Health District, we've already mentioned three of the nominees today because they're so integrated into the culture of Manhattan Beach and what's really admirable about Manhattan Beach nonprofits. James, do you wanna talk about Manhattan Beach nonprofits in general or in particular any of these four?
Well, I will say that this category in particular received the most write-in nominations. Everybody was passionate about their specific nonprofit or volunteer opportunity, and it was just amazing to see the names that came out, because you're right, it's everybody that you talk about throughout the year, whether it be the Chili Cook-Off or the gift wrapping with the Neptunians, or Beach City Health District and everything they do with the American Heart Association and helping this community with active lifestyle and exercise opportunities. And
right.
I'm drawing a blank on the other two nominees at the moment.
Grades of Green and the Ed Foundation.
Yeah, I mean, what more can you say? I mean, everybody in this community is so focused on education and has helped their property values more than anything. The Ed Foundation, with how much they've been able to help sustain the schools, even in the face of us losing a lot of funding, is just amazing. And Grades of Green, everything that they've done, that program is just absolutely amazing. So.
Right.
Yeah, you know something, throughout the entire South Bay, people, the nonprofits have such a support system. It's unbelievable. We're back to that 80-20% thing, you know. Well, not really, the 80-20% thing, but with these organizations, they get everybody involved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they get everybody involved, and everybody is passionate about what organization they're supporting. So I'm not surprised that it was one of the most popular categories.
I have to say that one of the things that is most impressive to me in the last couple of years was the Manhattan Beach Education Foundation bringing a TEDx event to the South Bay. I thought that that was spectacular and just underwrites the fact that we have some of the finest educational opportunities for our children here in the South Bay of any place in the country. And that was phenomenal. And, of course, they've done it also at Redondo Union High School, but it's just, I think it was done first in my recollection, it was done first at Manhattan Beach by Manhattan Beach Education Foundation volunteers, and it's just amazing.
And the Beach Cities Health District, the Blue Zones Project,
right?
You know, that's huge, right? And then during the summer, they have those free programs, yoga on the beach, Zumba in the park, you know, that are free and open to everybody, which are insanely popular. You know, that Zumba in the park, they get like 400 people to show up.
Right.
And right now they're running the free, I can't remember what it's called, free workout weekend, something like that, where they partner with 25, 30 different studios throughout the South Bay, yoga studios, spin studios, boxing studios, all these different, you know, type of fitness establishments, and they work with them to offer these free workout weekends where you go to their list of participants and you can say, oh, I think I'll try this Pilates class mm-hmm. this weekend, and you go in, it's for free.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And they're running that right now.
It's that's what we need to live. That's what we need to live.
Yeah.
Now, as we're bringing it home, the last three categories, home, sweet.
Wait. We need to do a sponsor.
Oh, yes.
Shot. Yes, we're just flying along here.
We are flying along. This is the South Bay Show, ladies and gentlemen. We're doing Best of Manhattan Awards. It's Manhattan Beach 360, and we're doing the Best of Manhattan Awards. It's amazing. It's amazing. We're really excited. We have James Callahan, the president and CEO of the Chamber, with us, and Andresa. I'm sorry, Andresa, what's your last name?
Ferber.
Yes. Andresa Ferber?
Sperber.
Sorry, with Manhattan Beach Toyota with us. We're going to have a great discussion. If you'd like to join us for the conversation, we'd love to have you. Please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question, and we'd also like to thank a sponsor.
This segment of the South Bay Show is brought to you by The Strand House in Manhattan Beach. The Strand House offers the quintessential beach dining experience, where the incredible food is as spectacular as the view. The iconic location overlooking the Manhattan Beach Pier provides an exceptional setting for any occasion. Recently named one of Zagat's 30 Under 30, LA's hottest up-and-coming chefs, Chef Greg Hosinski crafts traditional dishes in new and exciting adaptations using the freshest produce hand-selected from local farms. The Strand House presents any number of ways to elevate your dining experience. Savor a handcrafted cocktail at the upstairs bar overlooking the deep blue. Join friends around the fire pit and choose from over 40 wines by the glass. Reserve the wine cellar for an intimate gathering or important business dinner. Enjoy lunch, brunch, or dinner in the light-filled dining room, dine al fresco on one of the patios, or attend their unique Culinary Masters series. In keeping with a treasured Beach Cities tradition, the Strand House also offers dancing Thursday through Saturday nights and Sunday afternoons. That's right, Sundays at the beach are back. For additional information and to make reservations, call 310-545-7470 or visit the website at thestrandhousemb.com. The Strand House is located at 117 Manhattan Beach Boulevard in downtown Manhattan Beach.
Now, these last three categories are full of organizations that we all know and love, and this category is about the one industry in Southern California that has, the rest of the country all know about this industry in Southern California and all comment on it at various times. Certainly all of my relatives in Chicago do every time we talk. It's Home Sweet Home. The Home Sweet Home Award is presented to an individual within the real estate, wealth management, or mortgage profession who promotes excellence in service and ethics while providing quality assistance to their clients in Manhattan Beach. And this is certainly something that you cannot ever have enough of, high levels of service and high levels of ethics. The nominees are David Curry, Wilshire Bank, Stephanie Green, RPM Mortgage, Kate Lester Interiors, and Tony Warfield from Three Leaf Realty. And these are some amazing individuals. I'm not familiar with Lester Interiors, but I'm certainly familiar with Wilshire Bank, RPM Mortgage, and Three Leaf Realty. We've even had them on the show, haven't we, Jackie?
Actually, Three Leaf Realty gets my vote. They're a sponsor on my website.
Okay.
I'm totally biased on this. I'm proud of it.
Andresa, do you have any connections with or stories that you would like to share about a great real estate, wealth management, or mortgage professional?
Well, it's been a while since we purchased our home. We live in Manhattan Beach, but you know what? We worked with an individual out of Shorewood Realty, and she's no longer with him. So I don't really have any experience with these four under this category right now.
Okay. Jim, it is, whenever I talk to my friends and relatives in Chicago, all they want to talk about is the housing prices in California. It is an amazing run that we've had in the last 10, 15 years, isn't it, Jim?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just look at the last 3 or 4 years, I mean, the run that we've had.
Right.
And Manhattan Beach in particular, you know, even when the market gets bad elsewhere, we see a small dip compared to everybody. So, I mean, this is a huge industry for this local community as well.
Right. And ladies and gentlemen, let's remember these, and I'm going to mention them again because this is the kind of thing that people really look forward to finding when they look at something like the Best of Manhattan. These people were nominated for their excellence in service and ethics. That says that they did something for someone that person not only can't forget, but they're anxious to tell others about. And that's the key to word of mouth advertising, quote unquote, the most powerful advertising on the planet. David Curry, Wilshire Bank, Stephanie Green, RPM Mortgage, Kate Lester of Kate Lester Interiors, and Tony Warfield from Three Leaf Realty. They need to be highlighted. Obviously, they're doing something right.
Go Tony.
And I will share
Tony,
with you. The only one I'm not 100% familiar with is Stephanie, but David used to be with Bank of Manhattan, and many people here locally have done their mortgages with him.
Yes.
He's a local guy. He owns a house right here in Manhattan Beach and is local. Tony with Three Leaf, obviously, everything that the Three Leaf team does is just fun to watch and amazing. I mean, they are such a spunky group and involved so closely with so many organizations here. Kate Lester, I can't say enough about her. When I first came here to the community, she stepped up, helped us a lot with our Women in Business Conference. Has been just amazing to watch her growth from, you know, starting out as a small interior design firm into what has become probably one of the most well-respected home remodeling and just helping people build the home that they want after they've gotten here. And I know there was somebody else on that list, or did I hit all four? I hit all four.
I think you did.
I mean, it's a great group of people that I have personally been able to spend some time with and get to know. So.
We're talking, ladies and gentlemen, Best of Manhattan, and we certainly have hit that. Next category, second to last category, business bringing Manhattan Beach together. The Business Bringing Manhattan Beach Together Award acknowledges an event, program, or series which cultivates community spirit, engagement, and instills the values of Manhattan Beach. also an event, program, or series which cultivates community spirit and engagement and instills the values of Manhattan Beach. The nominees are Leadership Manhattan Beach, Manhattan Beach Hometown Fair, the Manhattan Beach Pumpkin Race, and the Nikokai Waterman Shop.
Say that again. Nikokai.
Nikokai Waterman Shop. Now that's very interesting when you think, and we've had Nikokai on the show, haven't we, Jackie?
Yes, we have. Yes, we have. They sponsored last summer. They sponsored movies
in the Plaza.
Yeah, they're very active in the community. They do a lot.
Right, and these other three. I can say with Leadership Manhattan Beach, I was a part of, and I'm very proud to be to say that I was a member of the first Leadership Hermosa Beach class in 2003, I believe. And Leadership Manhattan Beach is obviously doing fabulous things for Manhattan Beach. And then Manhattan Beach Hometown Fair and the Manhattan Beach Pumpkin Race. These are things that people will remember forever.
This is a tough one. This is a tough one. The Manhattan Beach Hometown Fair is, you know, I think it's the event of the year. It's been going on. How long has it been going on, Jim?
I'm not fully aware, but I know it's over 40 years. I mean, it's been around a long time.
Yeah, I've been going to it for the last 30 years. So it's been going on a long, long time.
Right.
And everybody goes to that. Everybody.
I mean,
goes
people
to that.
Come back from out of town to go to it. It's just amazing. So.
Not only that, I have to tell you, my children, my youngest son, just celebrated his 21st birthday in the Bahamas with his two older daughters. And a few of their friends.
Daughters?
I'm sorry, with two of my older sisters.
Okay.
My
I thought something happened that I didn't know about.
Right. And one of the things, signature events, he doesn't even remember, but my oldest daughter does she does remember, elephant rides at the Manhattan Beach Hometown Fair. And they don't do it anymore, and I don't know.
There's been something going on Facebook. Bring back the elephants.
PETA would probably stone us or something, but it was so amazing that my children still talk about that, you know, 20 years later, and of course new memories are being formed every year. Children will never forget how they. Had a good time. The bands, the music is fantastic at the Hometown Fair. The pumpkin race,
pumpkin race is amazing. That's got to be one of my favorite activities every year is the pumpkin race. I've never taken part. I just love going and watching. It's
right,
great.
Right, right. And you know, I mentioned that we had Nikokai Waterman Shop on the show. The feeling that we got from them was, and the feeling that they get from the people that frequent their establishment, is the old Manhattan, you know, keeping the Waterman business, the Waterman love alive in Manhattan Beach. I guess it's something that really is ingrained in the culture of Southern California in general.
I got to ask, Andresa, do you remember the elephant rides?
No, I do not. That's not something I ever even recall or heard of.
Oh, we got to bring it back.
Yeah, it was. Am I crazy? Was it just a few years, or was it something that? That had gone on for a long time, but it was amazing and wild.
you know what I love about the Manhattan Beach Hometown Fair is we have any number of friends that live in Manhattan Beach. That as you get older, everybody gets busy with their lives, and you don't have time to see people as much as you do. And every year when we go, we get to see these people and their kids. You know, we knew them before they had kids, and then they had babies, and you'd see them at the fair with their babies, and then the next year they were toddlers, and now they're all grown up.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of the events you can go to. I mean, there are several events that you can, that, same thing, but the Manhattan Beach Hometown Fair, they're all there every year, and it's a chance to catch up with everybody, and it's great.
Now, our experience, of course, in growing up and having our children grow up in Manhattan Beach, in Hermosa, is that walking down the Strand, you know, we'll meet some young people. Let's just call them young people. I don't know. They call them adults, but as far as I'm concerned, they're young people. And they'll say, "Hey, Mr. Terry, how you doing? You used to be my baseball coach." And I don't know this guy from Adam, right?
Yeah.
Wow, this is great. And then slowly, you know, I reconnect with who they are and who they were, and it's just amazing growing up in this community.
Yeah. But the pumpkin race, I think the pumpkin race has to get my vote. Jim, wasn't there some contentiousness at the race last year? Do you remember that with the was it Mayor Powell?
Well, I will say I wasn't at last year's race, but I did know that Mayor Powell takes it very seriously and every year is trying to build a even more aerodynamic or straight rolling pumpkin anyway. So.
Yeah, I don't know that pumpkins and aerodynamics go together. I don't know if that's a good fit, but
that may have had something to do with the animosity. I don't know.
He claims somebody bumped him or something and wanted a re-race. Oh, it was all over the papers.
Okay, all right, that's fantastic. Do you, Andresa? Do you remember being in the pumpkin race?
No, unfortunately, I don't. I've seen their recordings on YouTube. They actually, you know, post some of those. I like to watch those. They're kind of funny.
Yeah.
But L&B is the one closest to my heart from the whole category.
Andresa, have you been here your whole life?
No, I grew up in Pasadena, California.
Okay. So when did you first move to Manhattan Beach?
When I got married in 2009, I moved to Manhattan Beach.
Okay. You've seen the community change and thrive and these past 6-7 years. What are some of the things that you find to be some of the signature sort of memories of living here in Manhattan Beach?
I would have to say, since I've lived in a few different locations in Manhattan Beach, my favorite is being next to the Greenbelt. And just waking up every morning and walking my dog along that path and seeing everybody else, all joggers and other dog walkers and just people out for a nice stroll, those are some of my favorite memories, because it's just a little piece of green heaven right in the middle of that avenue,
right.
Valley Boulevard, and I love it.
Right. There are several different little microclimate communities within the South Bay, and each of them has their own unique vibe and their own unique feel. You know, there's of course North Manhattan Beach with that beach surfer culture that just will never ever die, and it's just amazing.
So we have one last big category, huh?
It's the one last big category. Do you want?
We want drum rolls. We want drum rolls.
Okay. I'm going to have to get some more of these. I'm going to get some more.
That's all you need. That's all you need, Joe. One drum roll is fine.
When we talk about the best of Manhattan, what we're talking about is an award that distinguishes the very, very best of business in Manhattan Beach. It's presented to a business that has a major presence in the city, has shown remarkable profitability and stability, that's key, and excels in quality customer client service, and is a leader in employment creation. That's another key. How you treat your customers is one thing, but how you treat your employees is a whole other thing that really speaks to leadership, to management skill, and just to people skills. The recipient also exemplifies excellent corporate citizenship in giving back to the communities in which it operates and has a corporate culture that enhances the lives of its employees, as I was just saying. But that's part of the description of this category, Best of Manhattan. The nominees are Fresh Brothers, Sims Restaurants, Skechers, and Vox DJs.
Ooh, that's another tough category.
James Callahan, I want to give you a chance to talk about this category because, you know, as the president and CEO of the chamber, you work with these businesses all the time. Can you talk about this category?
Absolutely. I mean, just looking at the names there, many of us, when you're out and about, know the I guess the cool thing about Manhattan Beach is many of you, when you're out and about, know the owners, know the people who make these companies tick, where in other communities, the people that you look at as the leaders in the industry, you may or may not know. I mean, you know their business, but do you know them? And, I mean, Mike Sims, everything he does with the community and all the great restaurants he's brought here have just helped grow the culinary experience here in Manhattan Beach to a level I don't know that anybody ever expected. You know, Vox DJs is probably the wild card in this that many people don't know, or at least by name they don't know them. But almost every event you have been to in the South Bay, probably in the last 5 years, DJs has been at. I mean, without a doubt, they do more for this community, both volunteer and actually paying for it, than I've ever seen a small company that's just growing by leaps and bounds. I mean, KC has brought on more DJs and more staff than I even thought possible for a company that size. So, and then when you get into Fresh Brothers, I mean, what a great story. They both decided that they wanted to be home with their kids, but they didn't want to have the 150-hour work weeks they had in the entertainment industry. And they started a small little pizza place that's now growing into, you know, what will be a national chain in the near future. And they are just, you know, they're a great group of people, and they do more for this community than many people would ever dream of being able to do. If you call them up and say, hey, I have an event, there will be 20 pizzas there for it.
Right.
And I just drew a complete blank on the fourth number.
Oh, Skechers.
I don't even know. I mean, we were just talking about the pumpkin race and their peer-to-peer walk. And
right.
Everything they do just from a community standpoint is amazing. But if you look at the biggest company in Manhattan Beach, it would be Skechers. I mean, they're about to build a compound similar to any huge conglomerate in the world, like a Google, right here on Sepulveda Boulevard.
They're building like a million square footer someplace out in the desert.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you watch their stock price fly. I mean, it's amazing.
I think it's distribution. I think it's a distribution center.
Sure.
Yeah.
You can't say enough about these companies, but I have to say when it comes to Mike Sims, you know, my mind really goes right back to the Neptunian Women's Club. And when we had them on the show, they spoke volumes about how, and you know, they said he wouldn't even want to be mentioned, but he was there at the Neptunian Women's Club, and they said something about, oh, you know, we're going to have to get this kitchen remodeled, and we could do so much more, and you know, service our rental clientele so much better. And guess what? It got remodeled. And so Mike Sims, you know, hats off to you. The Neptunian women said you didn't want to be mentioned, but I guess it happened anyway.
Yeah, too bad.
And that's actually the thing with this category. Beyond being just amazing businesses, each and every one of these leaders of these companies or owners, I mean, go so far above and beyond for this community. It's amazing to see. A few years back, we had Manhattan Beach Toyota also in the category, and again, you can't say enough about what Daryl did for this community and now Brad and his family. I mean, it's just amazing that we have these types of business owners here, and I'm glad we can recognize them.
Right.
Well, you know, it's so funny. Jim just mentioned it again, a couple that was in the entertainment industry that decided that they wanted a better quality of life.
Right.
So what did they do? They moved to the beach and enhanced our community.
Yeah.
And there are so many stories like that.
Fresh Brothers. I have, my son has several friends. My daughter has a few friends that have worked there and that have worked there for, you know, a couple of years. And it's really enhanced their lives in terms of being able to do the things that they need to do with a solid, reliable business or employment that is a joy to work at. Not a grind, but a joy.
It's the culture. It's the culture.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I think that has everything to do with our location.
Yeah,
I think that it has everything to do with our location.
Jim, I know that the categories change every year, but we really, going through this, I think we think that this is a banner year in terms of the categories and the businesses and individuals being honored. This is a great list for Best of Manhattan 2015. A great list.
Oh, absolutely. And I want to thank everybody that was involved. I mean, Jill Brunkhardt, this is her second year chairing this event, and she has just been amazing. Many of you know her from Chevron or the myriad of community involvement she does. And the committee itself, who, you know, Kelly Stroman from the downtown brought together a great group for the nominating committee, and they just really came up with some great categories for us to move forward with. You know, each year we do shift them a little bit, but we want to make sure we're representing the best of each category. So they really came up with the idea of doing the open nominating process this year. In the past, we had a committee select the nominees, and this year we led the community, and it speaks volumes for what we got. So.
Right. Amazing, amazing list. Certainly representative of the best of Manhattan. Andreessa Sperber, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having us.
We love what you guys do at Manhattan Toyota. We really do. You guys really enhance the community. Congratulations on your nomination.
Thank you very much.
And you get my vote.
Branding Manhattan Beach, you can vote Manhattan Beach Toyota. And, of course, you can find the votes at, you just go to the website and search for Best of Manhattan, and then you'll see Best of Manhattan right there. You'll be able to click on the link and vote today, ladies and gentlemen, the 2015 awards, and then you click vote today.
And we also look forward to seeing everybody at the event on October 8th to announce the winners. So we look forward to that as well.
Right. And do we know where that's going to be, Jim?
Yes, it's at the Manhattan Beach Marriott. This year we added a little twist. You know, every year we have a great event. Everybody enjoys the food, the drinks, the good time. But we added a little dance party to it this year. So, you know, during the dinner hour, everybody will be able to dance a little. And then after the event, stick around and you'll enjoy a live band and some good DJ music as well. So.
Okay. All right. Wonderful. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. October 8th. Keep that date open. Thank you so much, James Callahan, President and CEO of the Manhattan Beach Chamber. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
And, of course, Andreessa, we loved having you, Andreessa Sperber from Manhattan Beach Toyota.
Well, thank you.
It's been a great show. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next Wednesday, but have a fantastic weekend. Jackie, have I forgotten anything?
Nope, we're good.
We're good. And, of course, thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
We're going to be out of here. Thank you. Have a fantastic weekend. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.